Once upon a time, you may have been told that the key to success is moderation in everything. It would appear that's also a phrase that might be likened to the economic forecast for the counties. The University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization's report on the countings is out this morning. And to put some meaning to the numbers, UHERO Executive Director Carl Bonham joins us now. Welcome back.
Morning.
Looking at this forecast, it sort of gave me the feeling of, okay, well, that's nice. It could be worse. Is that just me?
No. I think, you know, moderation in everything is probably a good description. The other way you could describe it is nothing's really going gangbusters, but it could be worse. We could have a bigger downturn in tourism, and other sectors could be shrinking. There's always that possibility.
Well, right. I mean, this is the half full or half empty glass.
Sure. Yeah. But the glass is really half full. I mean, we are seeing fairly widespread growth on all islands. And, you know, it's a little bit of a fragile recovery in the sense that the tourism sector has slowed down so much. And actually, the word slowdown is the wrong word.
Topped out, maybe?
We had flat out declines in tourism statewide for the last year. So it peaked at the end of 2012. So the real question is whether it can resume growing, and we think it can, mostly on the neighbor islands. There's still capacity there, and on an optimistic note, there's very, very strong projected airline seats coming into the neighbor islands this summer. And so it'll be really interesting to see how strong the summer can be. And if it ends up being a very strong summer, then that'll help to get sort of everything firing on the same cylinder, if you will.
In just looking at it now, though, since we're just approaching summer, what kind of headroom might you expect just based on the projections that you have now?
We have... I think we have some upside potential on all the islands by several percentage points. This is a fairly optimistic forecast. I mean, we took those seat forecasts into account, but I think there's upside potential, particularly if the U.S. economy strengthens, because that was where the bulk of the weakness was last year. And, you know, the outlook is for a strengthening U.S. economy. And, you know, we need to get some strong job growth and widespread job growth and income growth in the rest of the world in order to be able to afford what has become a relatively expensive trip to Hawaii over the last several years.
It was once upon a time that it wasn't such a luxury, but in the last 5-6 years especially, it's become quite a luxury to Hawaii.
Since in the midst of the downturn, we had a very, very attractive tourism product. The prices were very aggressive. For Oahu, we've seen a 40% increase in room rates since 2010. For the neighbor islands, about a 20% increase. And then airfares at the end of last year were growing at double-digit rates, and that contributed to the weakness that we saw.
But didn't the visitor count to the neighbor islands actually get to their pre-recession?
Well, the visitor days, yes. So in other words, the sort of total number of visitors that are there on any given day. So what's happened is, back during the bubble days when we had cruise ships and, people were using their homes as ATMs to come to Hawaii, and we had more visitor arrivals, but fewer, they were staying shorter periods of time because many of them were coming on cruise ships, right? So they were only staying 1 or 2 days. So the visitor days is probably a better measure of the impact of or the total number of visitors
and
their spending.
Good.
So we are at records. The visitor industry is at record levels. It's still healthy. It's just not likely to provide growth, right? So you're wealthy, but your wealth isn't growing very much.
But some would say at least you've got some stability there.
Oh, absolutely. So long as what started last year as a decline doesn't continue.
Yeah.
That's the key thing is you've got to at least stabilize. And we've begun to see that a little bit in the first quarter of this year. I mean, on a year-over-year basis, they're down. Quarter to quarter, they're up. And so the question is, are we going to get a recovery where you know, the government sector is contributing a little bit to growth, the construction sector is contributing to growth, the visitor industry is contributing to growth, and you have broad-based economic expansion that, that increases jobs, increases incomes, and raises people's living standards.
As we look county to county about what winds up in people's pockets, how do you peg the Neighbor Islands versus Oahu?
Well, we expect growth to be stronger on the Neighbor Islands. And that shows up both in, and that's mostly because Oahu has completely peaked out on the, in the visitor side. In contrast, Oahu's construction sector is going to be stronger for the next several years. But the you typically see in these expansions, you typically see stronger growth on the Neighbor Islands, and that's what we expect again over the next year or two.
And as you rank the Neighbor Islands, because the Big Island got hit awfully hard during the recession, better news for it now?
Well, they actually had good growth last year. They had the strongest job growth, and they still have a ways to go because, as you said, they got hit harder, in part because their housing bubble and was bigger than Oahu's. Maui is a little bit further along in recovery in terms of home prices and construction activity, we are fairly optimistic about the Big Island recovery.
Specifically from any particular sector that has more headroom than others?
Well, their visitor industry has some more headroom. It's really actually the Big Island provides a kind of enigma in the data where, you know, we know you've got these sort of very high visitor days, and yet their occupancy rates are at very low levels, and it kind of leads you to think that you've got some issues in the data when not necessarily representative of the type of accommodations, and there's problems in sort of knowing where people are staying because we're not necessarily doing a good job of counting, you know, the independent vacation units and the people who are renting their condos and things like that. But we think there's room for growth. What has to happen on the Big Island is you've got to get lift direct flights. And as I mentioned, there's some optimism. For the May through July time period, the airline seats into Kona are expected to grow by 20%. And that's less true on the other islands, but we are looking at high single digit growth in airline seats to all the Neighbor Islands for sort of the early part of the summer.
So these are all very good points that you've made. Still, the overall feeling about this report tends to be, well, it's sort of at a bit of a plateau, as we talked about it being at the moderate point, not necessarily as fantastic as we'd like.
It's not as strong of growth statewide as we were expecting about a year ago.
Would that be mitigated perhaps by what we're going to hear next week from the Council on Revenues? Or
well,
it'll
either be mitigated or made worse. I hate to try and predict what the Council will decide. The forecast for the current fiscal year is no growth in revenue. And the last, data through April, total revenues were down 1%. So we've got 2 months left in the fiscal year. We'll see what happens.
A reminder that the word mitigation goes both ways.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in. Carl Bonham is the founding director of UHERO in 1997 and is currently its executive director, and he's a professor of economics.